After a 43-day government shutdown, members of the FSA staff are happy to be back to work. I'm Keith Weinberg with your WNAX Farm News Update. This Farm News Update is being brought to you by Farmers Union Insurance. For a no-obligation quote, contact a local agent today. As the government was shut down for 43 days, the work at the FSA continued to pile up. Roger Chase is the state executive director of the South Dakota Farm Service Agency.
That is exactly right. We came back with an office staff, and everybody came back on board on November 12th. And, Keith, it was like the first day of school. Everybody was happy to see each other, but we had a whole lot of overdue homework that we needed to get taken care of. And so that was kind of the synopsis that I gave it, was we're happy to be back, but, boy, we got a lot of work to get caught up on.
I bet. Put those name tags back on, get to know each other, because there are some big programs going on. We started with a sign-up of a couple of different programs. One that kind of comes to mind is we have Stage 1 and now just Stage 2 of a Farmer Assistance Program. Give us some more details on that, sir.
Okay, SDRP Stage 2, yes, did kick off beginning on Monday, November 24th, and that program actually runs. You've got until April 30th of 2026 to apply. In SDRP Stage 1, that seemed to do a lot of benefit for South Dakota row crop producers, but this might entail some of the other specialty crops that go along with it. We certainly encourage all producers to be in contact with their local offices to find out what information they may need to bring. And this is by appointment. We want to make sure that when farmers are coming in, that we're prepared for you, that we can make sure that you've got the right information, the right documents that you might need to apply fully for SDRP Stage 2.
Remember to contact your local FSA with your WNAX Farm News Update, brought to us by Farmers Union Insurance. I'm Keith Weinberg.